Thank you for listening to How It Ends. If you'd like to support the show, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/howitendsstudio. Our tiers start at $1, and all patrons receive early access, ad-free episodes, digital downloads, access to polls, and more. Physical rewards start at $6 and feature exclusive, patron-only merch and other perks. You can also visit us at howitendspodcast.com to shop in our merch store or to join our Discord server, where you can chat with us and other fans of the show. It's the only place you'll find exclusive whispers from Micah, Elia, Devin, and Amy. Please enjoy the show.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
For as long as I can remember, I've suffered from unnerving recurring dreams and night terrors. A year ago, I started the How It Ends podcast to try to uncover the meaning of my dreams and finally get some sleep. It was supposed to be a fun thing to do with my friends, but then someone broke into my house and left me a message. You've been warned. That's when I realized this was about more than just my nightmares. Are my dreams trying to tell me something? Is there a connection between my father's death and a day from my childhood that I can't quite remember? Someone doesn't want me to know the truth, and maybe some things are better left alone. But not for me. I have to know. We're releasing this in real time, so if you're just joining, please start from the beginning, and thank you for listening. Devin, who are you even texting? Everyone you know is here.
Hey, not true. Okay, it's kind of true. It's Elia. She won't stop guilting me. That woman has lightning thumbs.
I put her on Do Not Disturb in the car.
Oh, so it was you.
Yeah, it was me. You know, well, if I didn't, like, I'd never get to enjoy this. She's just mad that she's not here. She'll be fine.
Oh, I'm well aware.
She'll get over it. She's with her family, which she opted to do, and it isn't like De Cordova is so far from Providence that we can't come back. Like, it'll be fine.
Well, Elia's rage thumbs notwithstanding. Devin, I'm really glad you suggested coming here.
Yeah, for real.
For one, I've never been, and honestly, even though I live near a ton of museums, I can never get to them.
Oh, cool. You know, they're my happy place.
Seriously? Like, Devin goes to museums more than anyone I know. Not that I understand how he fits it in between vacuuming his apartment and working out twice a day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a weirdo. Yeah.
I do two things, and two things only.
Three, I guess, if you count art.
Oh, three. Thanks, Micah.
Yeah.
You work out twice a day.
Yeah, I go on my lunch break.
Lunch break is for lunch.
And apparently pushing tires from one end of a parking lot to the other.
No.
CrossFit, huh? I wouldn't have guessed you were into that.
Oh, why not?
Because it wasn't the first thing you said to me when we were introduced.
fair.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not a hater. It's a good workout.
Yeah, I get you. It is. And, I mean, it's one of the few things that doesn't get boring, so that's why I stick with it. You know, Micah, you could try it with me one day. I got free passes. You might even like it.
That would be a horrible idea.
Come on.
Wait, why?
Amy, you can't just roll up.
Micah is the least coordinated person you will ever meet in your life. 100% believe that.
Really? How did I not know that? Wait a second. That's why you never come play basketball with me and Elia.
Here we go.
Basketball? Remember when we tried that rec league during the summer after sixth grade, Micah? You remember that summer?
Yes.
Ooh, story time. What happened?
I broke my elbow. It wasn't that interesting. What?
During a game?
No. I tripped on my shoelace on the way out of the locker room. Okay.
Wait, so you didn't even play?
It was the first practice.
What?
Come on, guys.
I am never, ever letting you make fun of me about anything ever again.
That's why she walks everywhere.
Walks, never runs.
This is fucking
right.
Treason. This is unfair.
I'm trying to save everyone the horror of your inevitable bloody injuries and a bill from me when I have to rehabilitate your entire body.
It will be free. Because I said so. Whatever.
Devin, so museums, why are they your go-to?
Oh, well, that's easy. I've loved art since I was a kid. Well, you know how Micah's dad took her on hikes and made her fall in love with nature? It's like that for me.
Oh, can you tell her about the first time you went to a museum?
You're such a nerd for that story.
Well, I don't know. Like, when you tell it, I can picture, like, little wide-eyed nerd Devin. You know, he's the cutest. It's just the best story.
Okay, now I have to know.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, it's not like it's a long story or anything. Well, one year, my mom and I took the train to New York City. Went to see the tree lighting. Thought it'd be a great idea. I was super pumped because I'd never been in New York. But when we got to Rockefeller Center, I kind of freaked out. I mean, the place was jam-packed, and there were just way too many people there. And I don't love crowds, still don't. So, anyway, started panicking. And as soon as my mom noticed, she, like, yanked me out of there, and we hustled around the corner into this great big building.
It was MoMA!
Yes, Micah, it was MoMA. And thankfully, it wasn't nearly as crowded as Rockefeller Center. So, I calmed down pretty quickly. I remember walking through the halls and looking at all these different pieces and just being mesmerized. And at one point, we turned a corner, and there was a huge exhibit of Sardis, you know, I found out later is Jasper Johns. And, you know, at that point, I was a goner, just fell in love. And, it's all I wanted to do since.
So adorable.
So are you an artist too, or just an appreciator?
Well, yeah, I'd be okay with calling myself an artist.
What, how do I ask this? What is your art? What do you make?
Well, the art I make is... I'm teasing. I'm a printmaker, mainly. I try to do all kinds of different things, but yeah, printmaking.
Has your work ever been, like, in a gallery anywhere?
Oh, no. I haven't done any shows or anything.
Well, do you want to?
Yeah, not anytime soon, anyway. It's just... the showing isn't a priority for me at all. Really, I enjoy the process of making a piece, you know, the painting, the drawing. You know, for me, it's a meditation, you know, kind of like vacuuming.
Well, that notwithstanding, Devin's my favorite person to talk art with. You know, he has so much knowledge, and I'm always learning things. Plus, like, don't let his sort of humbleness sway you. Like, he's super, super talented.
Well, come on. You're the talented one.
Oh, my God. Well,
speak for yourself.
Right. Your photography. You know, I'm not at all surprised that that's the path you ended up following.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go as far to say that it's a career just yet, but, you know, Yeah, maybe someday. I don't know.
I wish I was artistic. Whatever the opposite of artistic is, that's what I am.
That's probably not true.
You're sweet, but it's definitely true.
No, really. I mean, I think the most people...
No. So my coworkers and I have a wall calendar in our office, you know, shared stuff, meetings, whatever. And I like to manage it because I like to be in control. So I like to color code everything. And one of the other things I like to do is draw little holiday doodles or like season related things if there's like not a holiday that month. So like in October, I'll draw jack-o'-lanterns or maybe some leaves. In March, I do four-leaf clovers. And a four-leaf clover might seem pretty simple, but I just can't make it happen. I can't make the picture come up in my mind.
She has these little mnemonic devices to remember how to draw really basic things.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
To remember how to draw really basic things. Well, these are not really basic to me. A four-leaf clover
okay.
is harder to draw than you think. But I remember it. It's four hearts with the points facing in toward each other and touching, you know.
Aww, that's adorable. I mean, and it works. You know, that's really endearing.
Yeah, sure it is. I'm going to be famous one
no
day.
No one draws a better Santa hat than you.
Yeah, that's true. Or yeah. A Christmas tree, which, if you're wondering, are both triangles with puffy circular things added to them.
Well, there you go. Of course they are.
So what kind of photography would you want to do, like professionally?
So, you're changing the subject? Cool. Okay. I guess... you know, I don't know, travel, wildlife, you know, photojournalism type stuff, you know, pretty much anything that would let me see the world, you know, backpack from place to place by myself, hike, climb mountains, you know, maybe something like Backpacker or Outdoor Mag or, you know, just anything really.
You know, I think after everything that's happened, if I were you, I'd have a hard time hiking again. Let alone doing any of that stuff by myself.
Well, you know, Devin was right when he said that it was because of my dad that I love being out in the world as much as I do. You know, I feel strong and safe when I'm out there, even when I'm alone. And, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, a lot's happened. But no matter what comes of any of this, no one is going to take that away from me. You know, my dad gave that to me. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure I plan to hang on to it.
Yeah.
being out on this lawn kind of reminds me of Duke Island.
Okay, I can see that.
You know, when you first showed up that night, you said that we needed to talk about the day at the park in Luke's.
I did.
So maybe we should talk?
So, I think I'll walk around on my own for a bit. That Harry Potter game is calling me. I'll give you two a chance to chat.
Okay, cool. Well, if we don't see you wandering around making, like, swirling motions with your arms to, like, catch, what do they call them? The confoundables, right? Like, we'll text. Is that cool? You good?
Leviosa, not
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I'll catch up with you all in a bit.
So, you know, I've been meaning to ask you about what you said the night that you came to my house. You said that we needed to talk about the day at the park and then... whatever happened at Luke's house?
Yeah, we do.
Well, you already know what I remember from the day, but maybe, you know, I guess I was wondering if you kind of start from the beginning, you know, like, tell me everything, like, even if it seems irrelevant. Maybe it'll make some more sense.
Sure, yeah. So that morning was pretty similar to a lot of other days off from school. The day before, you'd asked me if I wanted to hike to that little waterfall at the end of the trail. I said yes, but I already knew I'd made other plans.
Yeah.
Anyway, we woke up early. We met in front of your house, and we rode our bikes down to Delesio's to get snacks and soda to take with us.
Oh, my God. That old lady. I forgot all about her.
Yeah, she was like
100. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I remember that morning really clearly because you were wearing Nolan's favorite hat. You know, the... I don't know, it was like orange or tan or something.
Yeah, it had a, it had like a logo or something, like a symbol. I can't remember.
Yeah, that one. But your hair was all tucked up in it, and you were wearing like a million layers.
Well, I don't like being cold, and I'm terrified of ticks.
Yeah,
so...
I'm pretty sure that's what you said to me when I teased you about
Listen, consistency is key. I haven't changed. Yeah.
Anyway, when we got to D'Alessio's, that old lady thought you were my boyfriend. She didn't even recognize you. She was like, oh, hello, miss. I see you got yourself a new fellow. Right. Very handsome.
I think I actually remember this, but you know... I don't think I realized it was the same day. Did I, like, drop my voice low and, like, say something back to her?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you did. I was basically trying not to crawl out of my skin because I was embarrassed, and I knew I was going to see Luke, who really was my new boyfriend, and you were just having a laugh at my expense.
Yes, and I put my arm around you and said, isn't she pretty? She's all mine. Yeah.
Fucking nightmare.
Well, I don't know. I guess now I just have them, right?
Dark, okay.
Shrug. I don't know. Go on. Anyway.
Anyway, after that, we just rode all the way to the park, and then... Well, you remember some of this.
Yeah. All right. So we got there, and then Luke was already there, waiting for you.
You know, I know I've said this, but I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have ditched
you. Amy, it's fine. You know, we were kids, and I don't know, maybe I think at some point I felt some type of way about it, but, you know, clearly there's, like, a lot bigger things to be concerned with, so you don't have to apologize. But since you did, let's clear the air. I accept. We're good. It's fine.
Okay. So after we left the park, we just rode over to his house. He made some sandwiches. We went up to his room to watch a movie. We ended up making out a bunch, though.
Yeah, I bet.
Obviously. But we did watch Empire Records.
Oh, my God. I love that movie. I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
My name is a fucking Warren.
Oh, yes. Got it. Still got it. But... Wait a minute. It's not possible for you to have watched a whole movie.
What do you mean?
Well,
that's what happened. The movie had just about ended when we heard banging on the front door. That's when you showed up.
No, seriously, like that, there's no way. That can't be right. I think I was only on the trail for what, like maybe 20 minutes? Like I mean, I know it's kind of wild, but even though I somehow managed to find my way to Luke's house, like it would mean that we were apart for what, maybe 45 minutes.
What? That's not...
It's not what? Like...
Micah, you were gone for hours.
No, it couldn't have been. Okay. You left, and then I started walking on that trail, that little trail that was blazed on the edge of the woods, like near the water. And I don't know, I couldn't have been more than like a quarter of a mile in. There's no way that took me hours. It's not that far.
Micah, like I said, we got there in the morning, maybe like 9 o'clock. Luke's parents had just left for work. It was after 2 when you got back.
So you're telling me I lost 5 hours?
Yeah, I guess.
The fuck?
You showed up all muddy, like Luke said. I was upset when he called up the stairs that it was you and that he was calling your mom. Like, I told him not to, mostly because I wasn't supposed to be with anyone but you, and I knew Ava would tell my parents. At first, I wouldn't even come down the stairs, but then he said you were hurt. And when I came down, he was already on the phone. And I saw that your head was bleeding pretty badly.
What? Why the face?
I'm just trying to remember. Your head was bleeding. Your dad's hat was gone. You came back without it.
I mean, I guess I kind of didn't even remember that I was wearing it until you reminded me today.
Yeah, but Micah, you know how you were with that hat. I know you were scared, but I don't know. I guess if you fell and hit your head, you could have forgotten it. But it's just that, you know, it was so important to you. And then when I took you to the bathroom to help you clean up...
Yeah, well, I'm going to text Devin. I know that he, like, basically just left, but you know what? Maybe we should go anyway. I think I want to catch him up on this.
Yeah, no need. He's right over there, but Micah...
Devin! Hey! Over here!
Hey, what's up? Didn't I not give you all enough space?
No, you're fine. Are you actually ready to head out? I know that you didn't have a lot of time to play.
No, it's fine. What's up?
Well, Amy and I just figured out something pretty significant and really weird about that day in Duke Island Park, and I thought that maybe we should head home before it got too late so we could see if Elia could hang out.
I bet that's her.
Micah, I still need to...
Guys, it's not Elia. I had her on Do Not Disturb. Remember, I muted her. It's actually just a random phone number, and... There's no text. It's just an audio file.
Well, don't open it. It could be a virus.
From an audio file, Devin? Is that a risk?
It's possible. You know, are you sure you didn't recognize the number?
Definitely not, but fuck it. Let's listen to it.
What the hell are you doing here? You can't be here.
That's Mark.
Shh. You know why I'm fucking here.
Luke?
Get inside. Did anyone see you come here?
Why? Why does it matter?
Never mind. What are you doing here? What do you want?
I want to know why you're doing this to her. To me.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
I know that you lied to her, and I know that you...
Stop talking.
You need to tell her the truth. If you don't, I will.
I can't do that.
What the hell do you mean you can't do that? You're the one messing with her. You've been lying to her about so much shit and for so long.
You don't realize how dangerous this is.
Dangerous? What the fuck are you talking about?
What's that? Are you recording this? What the fuck?
Wait, who said that?
I don't know, maybe Luke?
Call back.
And say what?
Doesn't matter, just anything. Ask who they are. Say you're taking a survey. I don't know.
Guys, let's go. I think we need to talk to Elia.
Yeah, I think we do.
I'll text her from the car.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.